Hi everyone, it's me, Marcel, the birthday boy, here to deliver episode 7 of Giving Credits. This week we sat down with the art department and talked to Naomi Gonzalez-Khan, who is a production designer. She'd also want me to mention that she is also a costume designer. You can check out her credits on IMDb, we'll obviously have a link in the description. If you can please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, that helps us pop up more frequently and show up on the up-and-coming list, which would help put us on the map. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as Giving Credits. This week's episode was actually edited by friend of the show, John Garcia from Toy Story Minute, where they review the Toy Story movies 1 minute at a time, which is a seriously cool idea. I also want to mention that I was guest on another podcast. I was on an episode of Double Issue where I hung out with Daniel and Quentin, and we created a superhero team based on a reality TV show. Kind of a weird idea when I say it out loud, but it's very cool and it was a very fun episode to record. So head on over and listen to that episode and then all of their other episodes. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoy the show and let's give some credits. So we're here with Naomi Gonzalez-Khan and she is a production designer.
Yes.
So tell me what you do.
I'm a production designer. I also do costume design. Yeah. It's very important for me to say it.
Totally.
But I am a production designer. I create the visual narrative of a film. I make all the visual decisions.
Yeah.
From the beginning. Sometimes there's costume designers that are hired to do that. Usually it's production designers who come up and talk to directors and DPs about what the tone of the movie will be.
Yeah.
It's very important, the coloring of the movie, the tone of the movie, how it looks.
Okay. So how do you start with that? Like, do you just start talking to them and like you read the script before, I'm guessing?
Everybody works differently. That's the first negotiation that you have with everybody. So it's very direct. I ask for a script immediately. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I have this project. Do you have a script?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have time to read the script, but out of the email, because I'm busy, sometimes the vibe of the email helps.
Right.
Sometimes I ask directly, what is this about? Do you have a script? Can you send me a lookbook? Can you send me 2 or 3 research images?
Yeah.
Because if I don't have time to the script, then at least I know what we're visualizing.
Yeah.
So I can have an opinion.
Okay. And if they don't have a lookbook, it kind of makes it harder for you?
Just send me an image if you have it. If you don't, it's fine.
Right.
You always learn. Each project you learn. I've learned, you know, recently, you know, not, you have to work sometimes without a vision from somebody else, you know,
it's about. And then you kind of like, you're like working.
That person also doesn't have time, you know?
Right,
everybody's
yeah.
in the same situation.
But then you help them come up with that look at that point.
Yeah.
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 And then how much input? I mean, I know sometimes you'll get a script and you'll get the lookbook if it doesn't work or you want it to help get to the right point or something.
Yes. It happens all the time.
Oh, really?
Because you are the most visual person in the room.
Right.
In your head, right?
Yeah.
You hope everybody's very visual. And what happens is I make sure if I'm screen grabbing to grab those images that I'm sent and try to work them into my research.
Okay.
So I do boards. They can be very analog and they can be very, very digital.
Yeah.
I make boards and I send out stuff. Lately, I've been doing things that are very graphic design, very mm-hmm. self-explanatory. So this is what I'm thinking. This is what da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Trying to involve their research in. If
yeah.
it's not working, that's when you question if you're going to do the project.
Right.
But you have to use it.
Right.
You have to use what they're asking.
Right.
And here's the thing. Sometimes you're like, I wish I got that job. And then it's like, no, it's fine that somebody else got it because that's what they want.
Right. That makes sense to me. It is going to be like your name on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think as much on that.
Okay.
Where I am. I don't. But there's projects that I never want to see.
Okay.
You know?
Right. I mean, we all take jobs like
yeah.
for the money and then it's like, oh, I didn't get credit. That's okay. Kind of thing. And that happens.
Or it's like just bad and you're like, ugh. But it usually isn't, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Somehow it usually isn't.
Okay.
I've had some bad experiences, but they come out of production.
Mm.
They come out of, we don't know what we're doing. You guys are not respecting my work or my time or my skills at all. And that's when I have a problem. It's not about research. Like, I can, let's talk about it.
Okay, then can you tell me the steps that you go through after, like, let's say you figured out the look, you're in pre-pro.
Okay.
So, like, what are your steps? And
as I do research with the budgets I have right now, for me, it's very immediate to actually source.
Okay.
So, if I'm presenting research couch, that's the couch I'm planning to get.
Okay.
So, then I discuss that, which is, I think it's very important to know.
Yeah.
That's, like, sort of art direction.
Okay.
Like, there's a very big difference between being an art director and being a production designer, and that is sort of art direction. Hey, here's this. Are we approved? Can we move forward? Is everything on schedule? Is it the correct couch? You know
right.
what I mean? You're not like, couch. which is when you're doing the research.
So can you go a little bit more into the difference between like an art director? Yes. Like, have you art directed before?
Yes. Yeah. I like to fake that I'm a great art director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like assisting.
Okay.
I don't mind assisting. And art direction is just good. In a big scale, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And yes, in the big, big productions, art direction's a lot of work. You're taking the show. Here's the thing. The designer decides, here are the walls.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening, and this is the look, and this is the tone. And goes and talks to producers, directors, the piece. He deals with the conversation. It's the CEO of the art department.
Yeah.
And of the tone. I like to say the tone of the movie.
Okay.
The art director's making it happen. Like, if you don't have that position in your department falls into pieces. So
yeah.
This person, you don't have to be social, you need to get things done.
Yeah.
And you have to be very close to your art directors.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Be able to like, okay, I know they're gonna do this, I'm gonna do
it's
this.
It's your first AD.
Yeah, okay, that's a really good way. I
it's
never thought about it.
It's your first AD.
Yeah.
It's like, what would you do? What would we all do without our first AD?
There would be no movie. Basically.
But that's when I go into, like, I always defend and I say that, like, design, production design, and costume design are as important as actors.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, it's cast, you're casting. Like,
yeah.
The movie.
Right, like, without costume, without PD, it's just a person in an empty room wearing their own clothes. And, like, it might not work. Yeah, I totally
it's casting.
Get it. Yeah, exactly. So that's like a big part of this podcast. It's like everybody comes together mm-hmm. to make this thing mm-hmm. happen. Can you tell us about how you got into it?
I was a dancer. I was
oh,
a dancer cool. from forever until like 20 something,
yeah.
in my early 20s. I was teaching dance. I was doing those things. Meanwhile, I grew up, my mom has a shop in Mexico City.
Cool.
When we were young, she used to do bathing suits.
Oh, cool.
So we have a shop, sewing machines, a super set up shop.
Right.
So I was teaching dance at 19. My kids needed costumes. And
yeah.
The immediate reaction was design. So I got my first paycheck for design when I was 19. I was
that's awesome.
Still in high school.
Wow.
So that's how it started. Now, I did not graduate high school on time. My mom
okay.
was really angry. I was missing one credit.
Oh, really?
And she was like, you're not going to not do anything. So
right.
I couldn't go to the university because I was missing a credit. But
right.
she like forced me into school. So I started a program in design and jewelry. So I did jewelry.
Okay.
I was doing jewelry. I was making jewelry and designing jewelry.
That's
I got into
cool.
a lot of graphic design, industrial design, and I specialized in jewelry.
Nice.
Basically. There, I was designing costumes for the dance life. So
yeah.
I had that life and the dance life. I was in my 20s. I brought to my drawing professor my portfolio that I had done for this dance piece, which I call one of my masterpieces.
Yeah.
It was our choreography. It was white. And if anybody that wasn't it, and I say that, it was in the feathers. Oh, actually, my Facebook picture.
Yeah.
The one with a wig that has feathers in it and I'm holding a cigarette. Those were the wigs for that.
Oh,
dance.
Cool. Okay.
And I brought him that portfolio.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want you to see it because I worked so much and everything was hand-drawn, pencil.
Yeah.
I think I painted in the skin with makeup.
Oh, cool.
And he was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know, I just want your opinion. He's like, why are you here? Why are you not in theater school? I was like, I don't know what you mean. And so he taught me, like, there's a school that they do this.
Yeah.
And as my mom said, no, you're going to finish this 4 years of this. Like, now you're getting 2 degrees out of this because you got into an undergraduate program and then you did the technical program because
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Now you're here, you're finishing.
Okay.
And I went, ugh. Okay. I was in public school, the National Institute of Fine Arts in Mexico.
Okay, cool.
And I was like, okay, I finished. I applied to the other school, which application to that school was insane. Like, you
oh,
had
really?
To do, like, a line at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning.
What?
In the middle of the street, and everybody was yelling. And it was, like, this, like,
that's cool.
crazy thing. So
crazy.
I went with my mom to that. That test was super hard. The test lasts for an entire week. And
what?
People, like, get cut. It's like Project Runway.
Wow.
And I got in. It was
nice.
22 in my year because people had failed. Like, it was a filter system, so people were failing. And then I start studying theater because I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
Literally. I was designing costumes for dance. I had no idea what I was doing. And
yeah.
I very quickly discovered that I was in literature school.
Hmm.
I was learning theater. And
wow.
I was learning history. And I was learning how to read.
Yeah.
And I was learning how to interpret. So I went to a very, very passionate school. Like, we learned how to do brushstrokes. We learned how to observe. How
yeah.
to read between lines. Because we were in literature school.
Yeah.
From there,
yeah.
I took a year off. Life, as usual, is a mess. And I was
right.
like, I'm running away! I was living at my parents. My sister, too. I'm 32. My sister's 36 now. So you
okay.
do the math.
Right.
And I was like, ugh, dying. But that's what happens in Mexico. It's not weird.
Yeah, it's different for like...
I wanted
like,
to run away. I was done. I was
yeah.
done with it. And I was like, I'm running away with the circus. So in my head, I was going to go to the like Cirque du Soleil and somehow end up at the Met.
Okay.
Metropolitan Opera House. And so I've been designing costumes for so long. Now I'm doing theater. I'm doing lighting design. I'm doing set design. I'm art directing for like this really, really important director in Mexico.
Nice.
I win this really, really cool thing. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, okay. I type at Google costume design and I, UCLA. And I'm like, I know that name.
Right.
I click on it. I had no idea what I was doing. They flew me to UCLA.
Oh, nice.
Me and all my peers.
Yeah.
They flew us and they hosted us for 2 days and they sold this. I could not say no. That sounded so good. So I came, risked my everything.
Totally.
Because like I didn't have the money to do it. So I needed a scholarship and that's the entire story.
Yeah.
So what happened is I applied as a costume designer.
Okay.
But I've been doing sets and lighting. Why did I do that? I had a very solid portfolio.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 10 years now. Like now I'm 28.
Yeah, exactly.
So, costume. I get accepted. I come here and they're like, oh, you're kind of have scenic stuff. Do you want, there's this other kid that does scenic. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do scenic. Mm-hmm. So I started doing scenic slowly.
Can you tell us what that is?
Scenic design for theater.
Mm-hmm.
That is creating the sets of any kind of live performance. That is what I was studying.
Cool.
Set and costume design for theater. The entire film thing, I had no idea what it was.
Okay.
I knew I wanted it, but I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And what was the question?
Just basically like how you got to like production design.
Production design.
Costume,
amazing story.
Yeah.
Open house at UCLA. There's a very, very impressive class with this guy. He's a production designer of American Horror Story.
Oh, nice.
I die. I'm like, that was really impressive, you guys. Of course, I'm coming here. And his class was in the winter quarter, and the scenic theater designer professor, she was like, why don't you join the class? And I was like, yeah, I'll join that class.
Yeah.
And it took me about 15 minutes to be like, oh, I missed analysis. Wait, what? We're analyzing a movie? This is the best day of my house. There was no restriction. I've been watching all the movies like since I was like 6. I remember watching The Piano like at 6.
Nice. That's a big one.
And I went, and immediately I went, I want to do production design. I understand everything he's saying. I love it. I just had no idea what I wanted.
It was like all coming together.
Yeah. And so it was kind of a fight at UCLA.
Yeah.
But I did it. I now work as a production design PA.
Yeah.
In the big, big, big TV series in town. And
yeah.
I'm a production designer. I'm not a costume. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
But I do costume design.
Right. No, I totally get
that's
you.
What I've been doing my entire life.
Yeah. It's hard to put that away when, like, it's such a big part of you. Like, I totally feel that.
Yeah, like, I do it.
Yeah. That's so cool. So, do you lean a certain way for, like, right now? Like,
yes, I do.
Okay.
Try and do less costume work. There's a lot of schlepping in doing costume work, and I get really annoyed. I also have a very big problem dealing with people. Like, it's not that I don't like it. Like, once I'm there, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I have social anxiety, so before I get there, it's very stressful.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, once I'm there, it's fine.
Yeah.
Always, every time.
That's funny, because, like, I can relate to that. Like, you're going to go into the set, and there's all these people you don't know. Yeah, like, I totally feel that. But you get there, and it's like, it's kind of like other sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we talk about this on the podcast. It's about the crew.
It's about the crew.
And it's about, okay, we're in this together, and we're supporting each other.
It's kind of like being in surgery. Like, everybody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like everyone.
So you're the anesthesiologist, and you're going to da-da-da.
Exactly,
everybody
knows exactly. I like that. Yeah, that's so true. So what do you like most about production design?
What do I like the most about production? Everything. I like every single step of it.
Yeah.
I hate one thing.
Well, yeah.
I hate rapping.
I hate
doing rap. I'm so tired by then.
Right.
Like, I've done too much.
Yeah.
Rapping is always a nightmare. I'm always behind on rap.
Yeah. So can you tell us what, because I know, but like for the podcast, can you tell us what goes into, let's start with rapping. Because like that's a very specific thing that needs to be done, especially like, let's say you're not on a soundstage, like let's say you're on location in someone's house for renting, right? Can you tell us what the process is?
It depends on how crazy you are and your budget.
Mm-hmm.
You go in and you probably move all the furniture to one side, put in your furniture, change everything. Like you change all the curtains, you change all the lamps. In the middle of this, you know, there's this other guy changing light bulbs everywhere and putting cables all over the place and there's people walking around. It's not like you have a set.
Right.
To do anything with it. Sometimes you paint it and then you have to paint it back.
Oh, yeah.
You grab all your props. Mm-hmm. You grab all your set dressing. Mm-hmm. You grab everything that has been on the stage.
Yeah.
And turn it back to how it was.
Right. And like...
After that, you put it in your truck or in your car, depending on the size.
Yeah.
And you get home and you die. You smell like right. products that probably dangerous for you.
Right.
You know, like you might have a cut somewhere because you finished now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're not done. That's okay, not wrap. Yeah. That is load out.
Right.
Because after that, if it's big furniture, you have to take it back to the returned, rental houses.
Yeah.
If it's products that are not going to be used and you can return them, you do it out of courtesy. It should not be asked to do it ever from no one. It's a courtesy you can do. I think sometimes producers should negotiate that money with the designers because you're putting in another time to save money for production. After that, you have to go back into receipts.
Mm-hmm.
To your art director was like, I don't have anything to hang this with. And you turn around and you're like, here's my credit card. Go and buy something. I don't know what's going on right now, you know? And you're at that place. Then you have to go through all your receipts. Put everything down.
Yeah.
Make a budget and then communicate to everybody and be like, I did it, or I'm over budget. And everybody might hate you by this point. That happens.
Yeah.
That sometimes happens. Like, as a designer, that sometimes happens.
There's, like, a lot of, like, organization, keeping track of stuff that has to happen for you. Like,
so you don't finish.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wrapping movies I did months ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm still, like, being like, hey, you guys, I'm really sorry. Here's the budget. Here's the receipts.
Yeah.
Here we are. But like, hey, I'm not over budget. That goes immediately as soon as you know it. But like sitting down, creating the book, handing it in.
Yeah.
You have to attend the next job.
Right. Yeah. You have to like half move on to the next one, half stay in
this
old one.
Plus, you're exhausted.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
And it's done.
Yeah. A lot of people forget that like we do overnights, we do 12-hour days. And that's just like the normal routine for us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Let's go backwards then. That's most of rap, right? So I don't think a lot of people know how much goes into it, you know? And that's something I want people to understand. It's like there's so many locations. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that go into...
Hand props.
Yeah.
There's
plants.
There's greenery. There's leaves. There's trash. I had this problem once. We were shooting at the school, and they were cleaning the school while we were shooting, and I had this trash bag. It was a prop.
Yeah.
And the lady kept taking it away from me because, like, she was cleaning.
Right.
And I was like, no. Like, that's my prop. And she, like, left with my prop more than once.
That's crazy.
Props.
Yeah.
Props.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, the bed sheets, which, like...
Bed sheets.
A lot of people will forget the scene that you see in a movie. Like, that's not the bed sheet that belongs...
That doesn't belong to anybody. None of it.
Yeah, exactly.
None of it.
Do you sometimes leave some of the stuff that belongs there
if
it works?
I do. If it works,
right.
You do it. You actually look for it.
Yeah.
If I had a ginormous build where I can design, like, if I had the budget for it, no. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes it's just, like, we need to work with this couch because nobody's paying for a different couch. That means a truck. That means, you know, the week rental. That means insurance paperwork. That means credit cards.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes people don't want to go through the process and you accept it. But if you hate it, you cover it. Like, you come up with an idea.
Yeah. Tell us some of those ideas. That, for example, like a couch or something. You have to, like, move it around and stuff like that. And
you have to come up with ideas on spot.
Yeah. It's just such a huge thing that there's no way to even divide the percentage of the movies, like, this much PD. It is crazy. I find it so interesting.
It's also funny how people don't quite understand that even if it's a location, you're PDing it. Because you still need to get last looks.
Right.
Like, if I don't like that mountain, we're moving it because that's a better curve. Recently, I switched, like, we had one location. It was dressing room, so we had several. And recently, I was like, no, we're not using this. We should use that one. That one's way better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's important to pay attention.
Right. I'm sure you do. Do you take pictures beforehand of, like, how the place looks?
Yeah. You do before and afters.
Yeah.
The entire time. As soon as you move in, you do the pictures of everything. Thing, log them into somewhere that everybody can see.
Yeah, like a Google Drive.
Yeah, and then put them somewhere and then restore immediately. You take pictures of the entire process.
Yeah, what happens if something's like missing or broken that like from
it
the
happens.
Original? And like you have to just fix it or...
It depends, but usually you just go to the producer. That's your first thing you do. Hey, just fucked up.
Yeah.
Because like you can't just hide... Well, sometimes you can just hide it, but like it's not okay if it damage something.
And I mean, that stuff happens. Basically, every budget has a contingency. And like, there's also a line for like loss and damage, and like producers try their best. Stuff happens. How do you organize your time? And I know that's a big one. Like, that's a huge question to ask, but let's start with, how do you organize your time for most of the year? Like pre-pro, for example.
I don't. I just work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have it. Like, I work.
How many projects do you do at the same time, typically?
It depends. Okay. Right now, I'm kind of dying. I think I have 6 projects in the line. Wow. All at the same time. Like, not on the same day, but like...
Yeah, but...
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Even if you're not on set for all 6 of them in the same day, like, you're still... There's a pickup, there's a drop-off, there's like...
You're designing 3 movies at the same time.
Yeah.
And that has been the good thing about PAing for a bigger show, because I see giant network shows that are handling that amount of sets.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to handle that amount of sets. What's, you know? Okay. I can observe their production.
How they organize and
like,
all that.
Yeah, like, whoa, okay. Like, my stuff is tinier. Sometimes I'm in location, I bring in 3 props, I make sure, you know, make sure the pillows are right.
Right.
Sometimes the pillows need to be yellow, you know, sometimes they just have to.
And like, the pillows can't be brand new either.
No, no, they have to be distressed, which means that you have to age. You have to make things look aged.
Yeah, let's go into that, because I think that's something that I never thought about in movies, and most people don't. Like, most people, like, because you can't just go into a Target, get brand new clothes, get brand new bed sheets. What do you do to, like, wear in a pillow or sheets or something?
There's magical tools.
Yeah.
Like, we do live in Hollywood, and there is magical tools. It's this sort of dirt. It's this dirt that is good for the skin, like, it doesn't damage the skin.
Okay.
And it comes out in a wash.
Okay.
There's also sticks. And sometimes you have to break stuff, you know? So use paint, break stuff, throw it out the window. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like, sometimes you just need to destroy it. And then it gets destroyed. Now, you can also, like, what I've done at PD, I've done, like, a really gross bathroom once.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to restore the bathroom, but it needs to be really, really gross. And I was like, oh, I'm going to use the dirt product and, like, this other liquid product that I know is going to come off if I put them together. Like, I know that this... the same product is gonna whip it off.
Okay.
So I, like, destroyed the entire thing with a mixture of who knows what kind of poison I put together, but and then I just, like, wiped it out and left. You just destroy things.
So, and do you learn these, like, tricks and skills mostly, like, through experience, or, like, do they teach you this in school?
No, not at school whatsoever. Like, really? There's, like, scenic painting classes and stuff like that now. Like, you learn it in research at school, like, what's the tone? You learn the tone of it,
but not, like, in the curriculum.
The practical thing?
Yeah.
In Spanish, you say that you have to be colmilludo.
Okay. I haven't
heard
that.
You have to have teeth.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to just, like, bite it. Like, yeah. You have to be able to, I'm here. What's up? Oh, okay. You know?
Right.
And you have to have experience. I don't think anybody can be called a production designer that doesn't have experience.
Right.
You could be an art director. You can be learning it. But, like, you have to have experience. That's always the best thing.
I'm sure there's, like, some methods you can use for different things. But then there's specific things, like, I don't know. I've never done PD. But I imagine, you know, for a pillow, we keep going to that example. But, like, I'm sure there's a very specific way that you do that, that you just do that for all your pillows on any movie. And you maybe go a little bit further sometimes, or hold back, or what?
I haven't done 2 movies that look the same.
Yeah.
I haven't. They have the same tone. Let's go there. Look back to tone, but back to that part. I've done surrealism. I've done weird hallways. I've done gross bathrooms. Like, I haven't done anything that relates to each other.
Okay.
I do have to go set dressing, though.
Okay.
But I do it consciously.
Can you tell us what set dressing is?
Set dressing is, if there's a shelf behind the actor, all the stuff on it is set dressing. And the shelf itself is a conversation between the set dresser and the production designer.
Okay.
When production design wins on an Academy Award, the award is for the production designer and for the set decorator.
Okay. Not the art director?
No.
Oh, wow. That's such
because
a bummer.
That is who decides. That is who has a conversation about, okay, do you want a couch? Yeah, I need a couch. What color? I don't know. Something in the greens. Okay, this couch. And you go, yeah. A couch is a face.
Yeah.
Like, a couch is a face. Like, you need to cast the correct couch.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
And
I never thought
casts.
About that.
Now, art departments, but, like, being a production designer in small scale is something. But, like, art departments are a ginormous spider that grows. Like, out of one art department on a big network show, there can be, like, 40 people employed.
Oh, wow.
Between construction, painters, graphic designers, draftmen, the art director, the production designer. You know, there's specific PAs for the job.
That's crazy. And that's why a lot of people are like, oh, aren't you going to, like, run out of episodes to do? There's, like, only so many positions. I'm like, I think I'll be fine. I think I will be fine. I've heard just in like one of my previous episodes, I learned about a child wrangler.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a thing.
Yeah.
I've heard of beatbox coaches. Yeah. And like, there's just so many weird positions. I think that's so...
For everything. Yeah. For everything. There's one for everything.
And then like, it makes sense because like, you want at least one person to focus on a specific thing. And it makes sense. Like in art department, you're going to need the vision, someone who's going to figure out the logistics, the practicality, all that stuff seems to be separated. It makes sense.
I think the teams that we form are insane. Like a small film is still a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of the best and the worst part, right? About doing our jobs. Like, yeah. I feel like people sometimes in their dreams think that everybody knows each other on movie sets.
Right.
Like out in the world, you know, not the film world. And I'm like, you guys, nobody knows each other on sets. We just work together for a couple of whatever.
For a long time, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like a long, long, long time, and then they disappear and you're like, yeah.
And it's weird, I feel that, because especially on a production, like for me it'll be 18 days with a person, I see them every day for basically a month, and then I haven't seen them in such a long time, and then the next time I see them it's gonna be like, oh my god, yeah, like we're like close but we're not.
Yeah, yeah, because we already were together for so long.
Yeah,
but not so long.
Yeah. It is such a business of relationships.
Yeah, I think it's, but like, in a good way though. I feel, yeah, like everybody here tries to do their best always. Yeah. Most of the time.
What advice would you offer to someone who's considering your career path?
Do it. Just do, yeah, it. Make sure you're willing to sacrifice.
How would they do it? Because that's one thing that it's like, when I wanted to be a producer, people were like, oh, just be on set. And I'm like, what? How do I even... Is there a way that someone could be like, I'll start doing theater first, would you say? Or like go to school?
I think it depends on everybody's personality.
Yeah.
If you can go to school for it and you like it, do it. Mm-hmm. Theater school's amazing. I'm, yeah, assuming film school's awesome. Yeah. Because like, I haven't been to film school. Like, I'm a theater girl. Okay. You know? The UCLA department is theater. Like, we do production design, but it's theater. It depends for everybody. Now, you're listening to the podcast. You're like, I want to do films? Like, I want to do films. I want to do what they're talking about. I'm good at that. I like going to Target, buying things, and then destroying them. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Facebook is impressive. Like, that's, I'm true, sure you can find some gig. Everybody's always looking for work. Everybody's, yeah, always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, a lot of volunteer work.
RPAs. Get a book. Get two or three books from Amazon. Like, I have a book that's literally called What an Art Director Does.
Okay. Do you want to recommend any other books? That's the one.
Not really. I'm bad at books because, okay, I read like history and design, and then I don't finish them because they're like design books, so I read like something and then I, yeah, toss it, and then I grab another one. But I have my to-go books.
Okay.
The Design of Everyday Things.
Okay. I think I heard about, yeah, that one. Is it about like how ergonomical things are? Like,
yeah,
I heard about that. Yes. Not in a film way, but I thought it was so interesting. And it's funny because you said that and a memory popped up for how it's like, if you see a door and it's a push door, they'll put like a metal plate.
Yes, that's the first chapter.
I love, yeah. Like, I haven't read, yeah, the book, but I've heard so many
and
good
I
things about it.
And I reread the book, like, yeah, in my life. Like, it's one of the books that are, you know.
Yeah, because there's like such a thing, and this is probably in that first chapter, like as a bad door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. There is bad design.
And like, I'm sure you see that all the time.
All the time. I'm like, why is there a plant coming out of her head? That's just bad design. Where's the design?
Yeah.
And then it's like, because the camera, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, because like, and then it's when you go, damn it, experience. Like,
right.
Everybody should have known.
So you can see things in the scene and then you know how it's probably going to look, yeah, on the screen.
Yeah, I took cinematography classes at school. Okay. Have you had a podcast? You have had a podcast in cinematography.
Yeah, yeah, my first, yeah, episode, yeah.
Cinematography, you have to know kind of what's going on so that you kind of know what the camera's going to see, because, right, there's no audience, there's a camera, there's a lens, there's, yeah, somebody seeing through it. He sees really cool things. She sees really cool things.
Yes.
You know, I, yeah, need to kind of know. So you see it and you're like, so what are you thinking? Close up? No, 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 no. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then monitors up. And then you go to monitor. Monitor is like a tiny TV where you see what's going on in camera.
Right.
You go to monitor and you're like, and then you start moving stuff around so, yeah, that it looks how it has to look.
That makes sense.
Sometimes you cheat. Stuff.
Right. We've made like a living room in the middle of a house look like it's got the backyard right there.
Yeah.
With like leaves and stuff and like a shadow just to make, yeah, it look like there's a plant outside.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's something that just happens with like every project.
Where, yeah,
there's something that's got to be cheated.
It's always very satisfying.
Yeah.
I feel like it is. When it works, everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's definitely true. Like, there's always like that, like, oh, well, yeah, that was clever. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any moments that come in mind for you?
Mm. mad in mirrors. Every time any production designer, set dresser, anybody brings in a mirror and it works, I'm always like, oh, that was so good. And it was so dumb. Like, nothing happened. You just brought a mirror, but it makes like a really cool effect. Yeah. Makes every space look bigger.
And I think it's always impressive. Like, I'll see some movies sometimes and I'll see like a huge mirror and I'm like, where's the camera?
Yeah, you need to calculate that with your DP. That's why you also have to be really close. That is why being a production designer is considered so high in the decision area.
Okay, the decision making
process. Yeah, like that is something you have. You're shooting in a dressing room. There's a million fucking mirrors in a dressing room. Yeah. So it's a conversation between the director, the production designer, and the DP. Yeah. That's my point. My point is, it's the people that are the most understanding of what the movie looks like.
Even now, like for me, like I didn't go to film school. And one thing that I think is cool is like I'm always learning about film stuff. And then now when I watch movies, I'm like, oh, yeah. Especially every time I finish an interview, I like see things from like a different point of view. Yeah. You talked about it a little bit, but like when you started going to classes and like watching films and stuff.
That first class, I was like, whoa. Right. Like I immediately went, oh my God. Yeah. Who does that job? I'm going to do that job immediately. Yes.
That's so cool. I mean, we've talked about this too in other episodes where colors and lights, all these things that come to life, like how much do you put into a scene that's like a nod or a hint at a theme or like a character or something like that?
Everything.
Everything.
You have to go scene by scene. Scene by scene, and then like sometimes you're fighting with everybody because then you need the shot lists, and sometimes like people don't consider sending them to you, and like
really
and like you need to know montage and the shot list is blah 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 blah. Like you have to know, and every single scene it's a conversation, and even if the conversation lasts 2 seconds before camera's up, there's conversation. There's always like, hey, and the director's like, yeah, and then the DP's like, ugh. And then you're like, okay, go. Yeah. And then it just happens. But somebody that does not know that that is being a production designer should go for that. Like, that is what you... Let me see it. Okay, yeah, go.
So how do you do that then? Like, you get the... And I mean, it makes no sense to me that they wouldn't give you the...
Sometimes you don't get them. That's crazy. Like, whenever... Sometimes you have to, like, email somebody. Hey, you guys, by the way, do you have it?
I always give that out as soon as I can. I might forget, but I'm, like, never going to be, like, no or anything.
Well, they forget to include you in the email. Like, they're like, okay, this person. Okay, great. Yeah. And it's like, hey, you guys, you have one of these? Oh, thank you. Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, how do you break down, like, a scene or, like, an arc and, like, put stuff in the room, for example?
You read the script. You divide it by scenes. Then you divide it by sets, interior, living room, interior kitchen, interior bedroom. Yeah. And then under each set, I put in order what happens, right? Interior bedroom, they discover her body dead. And then, like, after that, I don't know, police enters and takes about, like, what happens in that set? And that you do that on each set. You also do a prop list, a set dressing list, which is like, so, and then she falls and lands in a dusty carpet. Okay, carpet. Bathroom. And you go, okay, what's inside? It's a small one, right? So bathroom, whatever. Yeah. What goes inside a bathroom? Like, what do you need? Yeah, the towel. The toothpaste. Does it need to be dirty? Is it gross? Have nobody washed it? Who washed it? What kind of products did they use? Were they touching it? Do the person that used to live in this apartment that is now dead, right, in the bedroom? Yeah. Did they wash their bathroom the last time?
That's so interesting to me. This popped up in my head when you were saying that, and I know brands, for example, were like not really allowed to use. It's so hard to get
clearance.
On a lot of brands, but like it kind of still in a little way, like, does this person use Crest or do they use like
but you would know if it's white toothpaste or if it would be blue toothpaste.
Yeah. And like, how do you make that decision? Like, this character, you
literally stand in Target in front of the toothpaste and goes, you go white, right? Yeah, white. And you grab it. But it's like every single time you stand in front of something and grab it, you go So sometimes it's easy to do movies you identify with. You can use some of whatever stuff you have around, but that is also a thing. Kits, what you have with you.
I'm dying to ask this question, but I've been waiting for like the right moment. You have like a place, sometimes it's like a warehouse or sometimes it's your own house, but like where you keep a lot of stuff. How much stuff do you have?
I have this house, which is completely full. We have a painting next to us.
Yeah, I know.
That's from set.
Okay.
Like behind you, there's like a clothing rack full of like shit for set. That's ink for set. There's another rack over there. There's a drafting table. There's a cutting table for my graphic design. I work out of my apartment and I have a garage.
Okay, cool.
There. Like, you should totally, like, if you have a website or something, take a picture and put it up.
I mean,
I have a crazy amount of props.
Yeah, we can totally do an Instagram story or video or something and post that.
It's insane.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Like, it's out of control. I have too much.
Are these props or are these like?
Yeah, they're props.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's like a, it turns on pink, that heart.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. It's like a little heart lamp.
There's like that ridiculous piece of like fake grass over there.
Yeah.
Everything you see in this house is set except for like this table, the rack, and that table.
Oh, okay.
Everything else, we got it from set.
Okay, that's crazy.
Not because we want to keep it. Like, we're not like, oh my god, I'm totally going to take this lamp. But it turned into, do you have a lamp? No, I don't have a lamp. What do we do with this lamp? So just put them there. Oh, I guess we have lamps. Like, it's just like this thing where nobody claims anything.
Yeah. Are there stuff that you do want to take home sometimes?
No.
Really?
You hate everything. Like, that's why there's so much shit in the garage. Things have vibes.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I feel like for me, and I'm not, again, I'm not a PD, I'm not production designer or art department, but like, I feel like even on, I did a feature last year and there was this lamp and it was a cactus lamp. And I'm like, I love this lamp. I would want to take it home.
You can buy it from the production. I've done that. Like, especially when I do costume design, I buy from production.
Okay.
So that's good because budget's very hard for every designer in life. And like, sometimes you go over budget, but if you like the item, you just buy it from production and then you're like on budget.
Yeah.
So I try and buy things I do like if I can, because you are buying your taste.
Yeah.
I have a very, very, very specific restriction with having.
Okay, they're very like objects. Personal for you.
Yeah, and I'm holding something like that is from one of my shoots, and I like specifically asked if I could keep it.
Okay.
Even though I have the entire movie in my garage, because like she picked up what she wanted and left whatever she didn't.
Yeah.
But like, I still was like, can I keep this one? Even though I had most of the stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I know this was such a visual part of the podcast. I'll do a video and post it because it's not fair. But I think that's so cool. Like, I think there's so many things that you might fall in love with or something. It's interesting to like take home. What would be like a dream gig for you?
Designing for the Coen brothers.
For the Coen brothers? So those are the kind of movies that like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's my thing.
That's like your dream. Do you have,
I like bloody things as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so like horror movies.
I like horror and I like weird stuff.
That seems like something that'd be so fun to do art for.
Yes. Blood formulas are always a thing.
Tell us about that. I don't know about that.
Like, you have recipes to make blood and,
okay,
and
yeah.
poop. And like, you have your recipes in your head. I have several blood recipes. I've done bloody shows.
Do you want to give one out just for the people?
It's very Mexican and it's my favorite one. Not many people follow it. But like, you know, if you mix flour with water in the stove, you make this like glue.
Yeah, like a gelatin.
Yeah, like this glue. It's actually glue. It works as glue. And if you put food coloring, mm-hmm. red and blue in it with a little bit of brown, mix it really well, put it in jars and use it. You have to use it that same day. Like, it has to be like hours of difference because it does go bad really quickly.
It sets. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have a big life. But what happens, very interesting, is that the blood clogs as you're like live.
Oh.
So it goes from like being really, really shiny into like looking a little bit less shiny within a scene.
Yeah.
Just a little bit less shiny. And it's like, oh, it feels so good because it's drying out.
Yeah.
And it's really great. It's really, really great. And the good thing about it is that it washes out.
Oh, like easily.
Yes. It somehow washes out
so
quickly.
That's so interesting. You just put your shirt in the
washer. Yeah. I used to do liters of it for this show that was called Los Vecinos del Violinista. The neighbors of the
violinist.
And it was like the super murder, rape, abortion show.
Wow.
It was insane.
That's all of that.
There's like blood everywhere coming out of everywhere.
That's crazy. What about a poop recipe?
A poop recipe, oatmeal. Oatmeal and food coloring.
That makes sense.
And like glue and paint and like shit.
Yeah.
You make it work, but like the main ingredient?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
That's so cool. And it makes sense. I like that.
You know, I'm going to say the grossest part of it all. When you put it in the toilet, if it goes into the toilet with the water, it like dissolves a little bit.
Yeah.
And the paint comes out.
Oh, that's
really gross, you guys.
That's so crazy. And I mean, like, these are just like tricks of the trade that like you
experience.
experience. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you would have told me how to make butt, I would have been like, I'm going to Party City. Because I don't know how to do that. That's so cool. What's the worst gig you've ever had?
What's the worst gig I've ever had? It's not the worst. I've had done it to me several times. When my hours are not respected and I work for more than 12 hours in a row.
Yeah.
When I'm asked to do 36 hours in a row, this is the worst gig I've done. You're actually I'm going to get injured. Yeah. Like, when they put me at risk.
36 hours, like, straight?
It happens
straight?
A lot.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. Like, and then they're angry because you're asleep on set. Well, what were you expecting? Like, so you somehow prepped this without asking me, to work overnight. Like, you didn't actually check with me, and I'm not going to just let you die. But, like, what the fuck?
I mean, that sucks, obviously.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. What would you tell people? This is something that I, like, start asking
walk
now.
Walk out.
Huh?
Don't do it. Walk out.
Walk out. And, like, what about something you would reputation? Tell the producers?
You go to the producer, you tell somebody, and then you walk out.
Yeah.
Like, you tell who you have to tell, and you're like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And then you go, have I done it?
Mm.
No.
Okay.
Have I had the guts? No. I wish I would have walked out.
So that's, and that's what you should do in that position, but how would you tell producers to avoid having PD work for so long, like give you more prep time, or like
do not go and book anything without asking me?
Yeah,
like, dude, I'm literally in charge of the location during the shoot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, so like communication in general,
actor wise you know,
right.
Own the location. What the hell do you mean you didn't ask me? And that's when you go, okay I'll do it. You don't want to ruin your reputation, and you don't want to leave them hanging either,
right?
It's somebody's project.
Yeah,
you can't be that much of an asshole. And then you're like, ask for respect. You go and you're like, hey, what the hell? And people are still like, fuck you. It happens a lot.
That's crazy to me, because for me, whenever I'm working with people, I respect people and their departments and their experience. So it's like, I always have open communication. Like, I'll tell you, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you, like, the budget is this. Like,
yeah,
this is what the budget
is.
Can you do this? If not, what are our solutions? What can we do? And then we'll figure it out from there. Like, I don't understand people who don't communicate and, like, just don't respect other people. It doesn't make sense, because, like, you're just making everyone's job harder.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Did you see any questions that you wanted me to ask you?
No.
No, nothing.
I read everything. I enjoyed all of them, actually.
Okay, cool. What do you think is your greatest strength?
Being able to visualize the entire project, both production design and costume design. I'm able to bring in one full vision.
Have you had to do both on, like,
yeah,
a project?
I've done, yes. In Mexico and the rest of the world, I think it's a very common practice. Like,
oh, really?
You're a designer, and you know what you're like, you should be able to do it.
That's so
I was educated that way. Like, theater school in Mexico was, you were what's called scenographer, which means you design theater, lighting, scenic design for theater, lighting design for theater, and costume design.
Wow, that's a lot.
But you just do it.
Yeah.
And you ask to do different gigs constantly. Like, hey, can you light this? Hey, can you costume this?
Yeah.
So that's a normal, like, I was educated that way, where it was a normal practice. And in the US, I've had the opportunity several times, like, not several, like, two or three times. And right now, I'm actually pretty excited, because somebody gave me the opportunity to do project. It's like right down my alley.
Yeah.
Period film.
Nice.
Both things.
What period?
1959.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's so crazy. You're gonna do the costume and the production. I mean that makes sense to me that you can do both.
Yeah.
But how do you plan that? Because it's so much work.
I treat it, my producers want to kill me, I treat it like it's one thing.
Okay.
Like, I'm just, here's the dress and here's the wall. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I was very clear about the fact that I needed a very strong team.
Totally.
We need to pay my team.
Yeah.
I need a budget, because I'm going to be putting in, like, myself, like, a lot of work into it. I get a design fee. I need a good budget. I need help. Yes. And I'm very, very involved in the project from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I'm close to the director, and I worked with her last time already.
Is it a short or a feature?
It's a short film, but it's big.
Yeah, that sounds so cool. What would you say is your greatest weakness?
I lose track of stuff.
Oh.
But, like, mental stuff. Like, I don't lose things, but, like, things pass my brain.
Mm.
And not because it's intended. Like, I just saw it differently. Somehow it skipped my brain. Like, somehow I'm just wired differently sometimes, so I skip things.
Yeah.
But I'm always upfront about it. Like, hey, if you see that I'm not bringing up that gun, then, like, you know, it's scripted. Make sure you're like, hey, Naomi, what about the gun? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Here's the research. Like, I always prep for it, but
yeah.
Things slip my mind.
I don't know if it's... We're both... bilingual, or do you speak more than two languages?
No, I'm bilingual.
Okay, so we're both bilingual, and I've always been told that because we can speak more than one language, we think differently. Yeah. And obviously, it might not be same person to person at that stage, but, like, I mean, yeah, it has to be because of, like, how you were raised and what you learned in, like, Mexico and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. What am I paying attention to has been a very good, specific American transition.
Yeah.
Transition in my head. Being able to understand how I need to present a meeting with research, to talk about what. Like, I think it's a different vibe working with Mexican directors.
What would be an example of that? Because I think that's interesting.
Just how you approach it. Like from the beginning. Like, I've had very serious meetings with very serious groups of people that would produce, like, this gigantic pieces. But it's not like, okay, so we're going to do this, costumes talk, blah, blah, blah. Like, you guys, like, I'm not used to this. Like,
right.
Where's the coffee? Oh, guys? Okay, like, I see. What's going on? Like, I thought a meeting should, it's almost in my head, it's almost like meeting a friend.
Yeah.
It's not, though.
Americans are, like, very business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it very seriously.
I think for me, it depends on what stage I'm at of, like, a production.
Yeah.
If it's pre-pro, then it's like, yeah, let's, like,
get
coffee, let's have meetings and stuff like that. And then when it's, like, principal and post are very different for me. Where, like, principal, it's like, no, absolutely not. Just, like, at the very bullet points for me. Because I have, literally all day is, like...
100%. Yeah. Like, that was the best thing. It was like, oh my God, we're actually talking about the perfect. Yeah. And, like, I've learned very well to be like, okay, no, wait. Like, we're going to hold on. Everybody should know that the blah, blah, blah with the props. I try and be very... I like... production a lot.
Yeah.
I like pre-production a lot and I'm all over it, but, like, in my head, we should be having coffee.
Yeah.
But no, I love it.
Do ever things happen in post that change the way you intended something?
Yes.
Like, give me an example.
A lot. You put up this, like, crazy wallpaper effect or wallpaper and you die over it and, like, you're so determined, that's why you put it up. And then somehow the coloring destroys it. Whoa. Like, there's no texture anymore. And you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But then, that is your pride talking.
Right.
Because, like, come on, you can see the paper.
Yeah.
Which has been crazy, and this is a choice. And I mean, they told you this was going to happen from the beginning. Like, it's a pride, it's a very dumbass feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I think it's interesting. I'm, like, thinking now, like, how much does the director know? Because, like, there's no way that the director even knows everything that you specifically did. Like, there are certain decisions that you make that don't need to go to the director, and, like, maybe they don't even ever hear about it. Like, I don't know, a ring or, like, a lampshade or something like that. Yeah. And then that gets cut, and it's like, I put time into it, but they didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean with the pride thing. Like, you just have to let it go.
Do you ever wish you could be more part of post, or, like, not really?
In my dreams, I think I would be an amazing editor. Like, yes, I think I like being involved on the entire process. I think that's because I just like knowing every step so that I make my job better, but it's also obsessive, and that's good.
Yeah, no, that's totally a good thing, like, I think, to have. It's interesting to me, all these things that every episode I'm always like, well, yeah, now I'm gonna think about every little detail in, like, the setting. And, like, 3 weeks ago I was like, now I'm only gonna look at the makeup.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, because it's everything. It's on everything. The top of... Yeah, exactly. And everybody's going to defend their craft.
Yeah, of course.
With all they have. Like, that is... I think that's important to say, that filmmaking is the most passionate thing I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
People literally die over filmmaking. Like,
they do, yeah.
It is a very crazy industry, and not necessarily in the... what everybody thinks about Hollywood.
You have to be crazy to be in this.
Want it. Like, do it. Go do it. Take classes. Whatever you want.
Yeah. Just
decide. Make a choice.
You've done costume, you are doing costume as well, but if you had to be in a different department or a different position, what would you be interested in doing?
Oh, camera.
Camera?
Oh yeah.
Like AC or like DP?
Being a DP. I actually would love to produce and direct and do everything. I want to produce a movie. I have a plan in my head.
Nice.
And like, I directed one time. It was so, like, I loved it.
Yeah.
I realized, like, you can use a white shirt when you're directing, because, like, you're not actually moving walls.
Yeah, I think
beautiful.
I think, and no shade at my directors, but I honestly feel like the directors have the easiest job.
They do. They have an easy job. on set they do, they're thinking too much. Like, yeah. The poor people die when they get home. They're like, just got dead. But on set, come on. Like, you literally can wear a white shirt.
Yeah, and you can, like, just go in and it's
have
so...
Have coffee
and, well, like...
And everybody's worried about you having the coffee.
And everyone's always, like, treating the director like they're, like, the king. Not even the king, but it's, like, the baby on set. It's like, no, don't lift this. I'm gonna lift this. Don't touch anything.
And action? No, honestly, like, directing's fun. Yeah. Directing is a lot of fun.
That's something I want to do at some point is direct. I have never directed, and I think it would be interesting because I've only produced. I did a little bit of first ACing, but I would love to see what directing feels like.
You should do it. It was the best feeling ever. Yeah. You have to do it.
What keeps you away from directing? What keeps you doing production design?
I've decided, you know how we decide things in our younger ages? Yeah. I've decided in my head. I'm a designer for life, but I want to produce. Okay. That's a thing. So I don't count it.
Yeah.
As what I want to do. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would like to DP. I think I would enjoy DPing the most.
I think it looks like it would be fun. And you have your hand in a lot of, like, decisions.
Yeah.
Because the DP seems to work with every single position.
Yeah. They know everything. I think that they have gadgets. Everybody carries everything around for them. They do
have gadgets. Yeah. Producers don't have any gadgets.
Well, you guys have your computers and your plugs.
I always have to charge my phone and my laptop. How do you make your decisions?
You have to think about the characters. What would they do? It's not a character-based scene.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, something needs to happen. Like,
yeah.
Somebody comes here. Somebody passed through here. Something happened. So,
yeah.
Character-based.
Okay, I like that. There's a lot to it. I always find that there's like, oh, wait, yeah, I forgot about this and I want to mention that. Oh, this is a really big one. What do you think needs to be changed?
Oh, my God, that's so important. I think, number one, design should be considered the amount of physical labor that includes. Everybody should consider that designers are probably the most tired people.
Mm.
On set, there's people that carry a lot of lights. There's that part, yes. But the designer has been carrying shit around for weeks now.
Yeah.
We're like ants, which is work by crazy people. But, like, I think that should be considered by the entire team.
Yeah.
Like, the poor designers are
probably
dead.
So just, like, consideration.
Just consideration, that's one. Just for our physical labor, like, for the amount of physical labor we actually do.
Yeah.
And I have a very, very big issue with people thinking that production design and costume design is not at the same level of decision making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had people being like, but that's just the costume designer. Yeah, no, like, you guys. So I feel like design should be completely equivalent. We don't even get paid the same.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes everybody's making. Like, costume designers work so much.
They do. And, like...
They do the work nobody wants to do.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to do your own laundry.
Right.
Why would I want to do the entire laundry? Because that shit looks so good on camera.
Right. Yeah. And, like, there's so much that goes into it. Like, just aging itself is a huge thing that I don't think a lot of people consider.
And nobody can see there. Like, for a t-shirt, it's a pajamas. It can't be brand new.
They cannot be brand
new. So then it has to have, like, those tiny holes, you know, that go into, like those v-necks that have, like, those stupid holes in the stitches in the v-necks.
Yeah.
You have to do them with, like, tiny things.
Yeah, yeah, like a Q-tip or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like, you have to, like...
Yeah.
You know, sandpaper it. Like, there's physical labor, there's carrying. It should be the same. That's the thing I would change.
Most, if not all, positions take their work home. No one sees that. Like, we see the work we take home, but we forget how...
Everybody
takes it home. Except probably, like, transfo.
That is completely true.
They just... Unless they have the truck at home.
Yes.
So, what keeps you awake at night?
Hand props.
Okay, like what? Like you're thinking about like
you forget the hand, and he holds it, and he's brushing his teeth.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a toothbrush? Oh, I grab the toothbrush.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that happens a lot.
They keep me up at night.
Yeah. And then you like wake up in the middle of the night, and you're just like.
You do mental lists, and then you wake up in the morning, and you're like.
Yeah.
They keep me up at night.
Okay.
My career keeps me up at night. And like I don't see it. Doing anything with itself, but that's just us.
And then I think another question that I just like to ask, what would be the next step for you?
I want to keep designing. I want to design more and more.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I've been PAing. I've been doing other work and bigger stuff. And the end goal is design. So the next step is design.
Yeah. Are you in the guild? Are you getting
school? I am. I have some hours. Like I have some time left to make my day, my full days. But like after that, I'll be a member of the guild.
What's the guild?
As soon as I get the job. The guild is was the Art Directors Guild. It's 800.
Okay.
And I got into this thing called the Apprentice Trainee Program, which is basically you do a certain amount of days. It's a portfolio review.
Okay.
You know, you do a certain amount of days, and then you're able to ask for a job and join the union.
Okay. Is it like one of those weird ones? I've been learning so much about it recently. Flipping, it's like...
Oh, where people flip? Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't think I've done anything that could flip. Like, if I'm doing independent, it's independent.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not doing things that would flip. I'm joining the union sort of the going up the ladder way.
Oh, okay.
And I'll keep learning from the union. Like, yeah. I really, like, as I said, I want to keep designing, but, like, it's very important for me to observe and see how everybody else is working, and it's going pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, I have a few days left. I have an amazing relationship with my designers. Like, we're close. We talk on the phone. They invite me to do short films with them.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's, like, big people, you know?
Yeah. So. That's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited.
That's so good. Well, we're running out of time. Do you have any plugs you want to do?
I guess my website, naomigk.com.
Okay.
It's always under construction.
Okay.
But, like, there's stuff to click, but, you know, it'll never be finished.
Yeah, there's always stuff you gotta add.
That's it for now.
Great. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This was fun.
Thank you. I loved it. I would do it every night. It's like therapy. It's great.
It's really addicting. Like, I want to start more podcasts always.
I'm always in for a podcast.
Great. Well, thank you.
No, of course.